This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. Industries where you can start a business with little money. Starting a business is a worthwhile endeavor. Many people want to be their own boss. However, starting a business isn't the easiest thing to do. You have to find the industry you want to be a part of and the money to get that business off the ground. Startups cost money, and most people don't have the savings to get started on their own. Thankfully, there are several business loans available to just about everyone. There are loans for entrepreneurs, existing small businesses, and even loans for immigrants who may want to start their own businesses. However, you don't want to begin that company's life with too much debt when you start a business. If you're trying to avoid loan debt, you're in luck. There are industries where not too much money is required. Keep reading to learn about these industries. Profitable industries to start your first small business in. You can start some small businesses with little or no money. The less money you spend to start your business, the faster you can make a profit. Sitting services. When you get into the sitting services industry, you're starting a business that costs little to nothing. The costs you'll need to pay for tend to be transported to and from the job, as well as any sitting supplies you may need. Some sitting services include pet sitting, house sitting, babysitting, blogging or writing. Blogging, or starting a journalistic website, can be a lucrative business option for just about anyone. It takes time to establish, but the startup costs tend to be below. There are many free services available, but these look unprofessional. Paying for web design, a domain name, and hosting services are all low cost, and they put your website on the map. When starting a website or a blog, exposure is key. You'll have to make sure that you share your new endeavor through all of your social media channels. There are also services to help you advertise your digital business. After you've gained enough viewership, you can start to make passive income on advertising alone. Handyman services. Being a handyman only requires that you've got the right tools. Tools, though, can be expensive. As such, it's essential to line up financing to pay for some of the more specialized ones you may need. Transportation is also a must and also a place where getting a loan may come into play. Things to remember when starting a business. When you're starting a business, there are a few things to remember. First, you want to create a company that lets you use the knowledge you already have. It doesn't make sense to start a handyman business if you don't know how to make common repairs. Also, you should seek to ensure that financing is not a problem. Finding a lender that offers low financing and several different loans can really make a difference. Everyone should be able to become their own boss if they want to. Many lenders see that and offer loans for immigrants and entrepreneurs. Having the opportunity to take control of your financial success is invaluable. Lastly, look to start a business that meets the needs of the community and yourself. Working on your own can become a routine. However, it shouldn't be something that you feel overwhelmed or even worried about. At that point, it may not be worth it. Final thoughts. Starting a small business doesn't have to cost a fortune, but it will probably cost something. Finding a business that only requires a small investment may be your key to success. Don't worry if you're looking to start a small business as an immigrant but don't know where to turn. Visit the link above to learn about all of the loans for immigrants offered in the US. Make your dream become a reality. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.